Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You feel me? 106.7 The Fan. This is a Vodka Red Bull Friday. It's powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland-made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. Well, we have the schedule reveal is coming up on the 14th. But JP had a chance to sit down and talk to our old boss, Joe Ferreira, and talk to him about what's happening with the schedule. Let's take a listen.
This is a fun one for me. For years and years and years now, I have asked my former boss, Joe Ferreira, to give me scheduling nuggets. At some point, that started happening on the record in podcasts and stuff. And this is, I think, maybe our first time doing it for all ears. Joe, how are you? Thank you for making time for us, dude.
I'm doing great, JP. Good to see you again.
All right. Just so everybody knows the background, Joe was my boss at a cable entity. I don't even remember what it was named during our time together. But we always had fun. And Joe formerly had worked in the NFL offices working on the schedule. And so you always had this like, you know, this much broader base of knowledge about what it takes to build an NFL schedule. What is that thing like? It's got to be so daunting.
Yeah, it's, you know, I had the pleasure of doing the schedule from 1992 through 2000 seasons. Val Pinchbeck was the original schedule maker of the NFL, and he was my boss at the time. We had a team of three. It was daunting. Back then, you've probably heard stories about this. We just used pegboards and we put teams on a pegboard and did it all manual. Now the league has multi-million-dollar computers to help them do what they call Valgorithms, based on Val Pinchbeck's name, to pull the schedule together. And the actual schedule room they work in is the Val Pinchbeck room. I think it's changed in a couple different ways, JP. The biggest challenges we had back then is, if you recall, a lot of NFL and baseball teams played in the same stadiums back then, the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Pittsburgh Steelers, San Diego Chargers and the Padres. They all played in these cookie cutter kind of MLB NFL stadiums, and that created a lot of scheduling complexity. We had to try to predict which baseball teams would make the playoffs because that was week 7, 8, and 9 in October. Wow. We didn't want to have conflicts. So that would go into it. So we're doing, you know, kind of MLB analysis while we're also trying to put a schedule together. The other complexity, and you always have events like the Chicago Marathon. You really don't want to play on the same weekend as the Chicago Marathon in Chicago, just because they run right around Soldier Field. The other complexity is we used to shy away from playing primetime games in cold weather stadiums. We would never play the Packers in primetime after mid-November, ever. The same thing with like Buffalo or the Patriots. That all changed in 2001 with the Tuck Rule game. That when that game happened with the snowstorm and the attention to that game, the league, in essence, Commissioner Goodell, who was just coming into being commissioner a couple of years later, loved the sights and scenes and the fandom of that snowstorm. And so we started to get a little more aggressive with playing the Packers in primetime. So that opens up a lot more. So it's changed a lot.
So a lot of this has changed in that most baseball, I feel like there's not a lot of cities where you got baseball and football in the same spot. But, and now that you're able to play the primetime teams for cold weather, I mean, that seems to happen all the time. But it's also gotten so much more complex with the amount of games. Going to 17 must be impossible just because it's an odd number.
Yeah.
And the amount of broadcast partners.
Yeah.
And Thursdays and I mean, playing on Christmas, like they've expanded the product so much. Like when you talk to you, because I don't want to put anybody in a bad spot here, but I know you still talk to plenty of folks involved, and we'll get to kind of some stuff you think could happen for Washington. But how difficult is it to make an NFL schedule now?
It's a tough task. Yeah. So, you know, back in the day, you had your two main Sunday afternoon broadcasters. You had a Sunday night football game. It didn't even have Sunday night football until until 1987. So think about that. It was just basically Monday Night Football, Sunday afternoon games, and off you went. Then in the 90s, you had Sunday Night Football, and then you start getting to Thursday Night Football. Now you've got CBS and Fox in the midday. You've got NBC with, you know, one of the most expensive packages. So you're going to give them good games. You've got ESPN and Disney paying for a large amount of money for Monday Night Football. And then you bring in a streamer like Amazon to do all of Thursday Night Football. On top of that, then you throw in Netflix with two Christmas Day games. Last year, you had Peacock coming in with the game after the kickoff game in Brazil. There's a lot of rumors that that game is going to happen again this year, but maybe for YouTube. So now you've got another streamer potentially coming in there. Peacock has a playoff game as well. So you've got all these mouths to feed. And not just mouths to feed, but Netflix paying, I think, $150 million for two games. I mean, you got to give them a good amount, you know, good matchups. And then think about Thanksgiving weekend, JP. That's week 13 in the NFL schedule. You've got your normal Detroit and Dallas home games. Now you've got a NBC Thursday night game. You have an Amazon Black Friday afternoon game, and you have to give them all good matchups. The NFL, this is probably going to affect the Commanders, to be honest with you. The NFL loves to have that second game, that Cowboys game, be their highest rated game of the year in a lot of cases, potentially play. It could be either Washington or KC playing the Cowboys, I think, on that second window. But you think about that, you take eight good teams away from Sunday afternoon, and then you take Monday Night Football. What are you left for those Sunday afternoon games? So it makes it challenging.
I mean, clearly it's challenging. I mean, you've kind of hinted at Washington's schedule. I mean, for a lot of years, when you and I worked together, I mean, really most of the Dan Snyder era, Washington hadn't been very good, frankly. All of a sudden, everything has changed. Change owners, get a real GM, real coach, real quarterback, a kid that looks like an absolute star. How much pickup? I don't know why that's happening. Of max amount of primetime games for teams?
Yeah, typically you're maxing out at two Sunday Night Football games and two Monday Night Football games, but spread out. The league has taken a little bit of a more of a conservative stance than they used to. They stick a hard stance in it because they look at primetime exposure that also includes that big second window on Sunday afternoon, like the big Fox, big CBS game. I think there's a chance that Washington, of their 17 games, are probably going to be double digits in terms of what the league considers primetime exposures.
National
exposures, exactly. I think they're going to be on NBC twice. I think they'll be on ESPN twice. And this is where it gets interesting.
So you're saying two Sunday night footballs, two Monday night footballs.
Yeah, at a minimum. And then you start thinking about Thursday. But I think that's not going to happen, and here's why.
The opener in Philly?
No. So the opener at Philly is a possibility, but there's another opener that weekend, which is in Brazil, of all places. That's the game that I think might move to YouTube TV. The Chargers are the host, so they have a couple of teams that play there. One of those teams is the Washington Commanders.
Sure.
But if I had to roll the dice, I think the Commanders are going to be going to Madrid on week 11. I'm just balancing out the Tottenham games that Jacksonville hosts. And I just don't think I would put the Commanders up against the Jags. And I don't think they even play them this year.
No.
Yeah. So that's not an option. You've got a game in Germany as well, in Berlin. You've got the Madrid game. Madrid game host is the Miami Dolphins. Washington plays at Miami. That's Miami giving up a home game. And so, just looking at it, that would be like week 11. Now, that makes it challenging, right? Because that's a 9:30 Eastern time game. The league doesn't like to make a marquee matchup in some of those games just because it's really hard to drive an audience at 9:30 Eastern time. Even, I think the biggest rating was like 10 million viewers for KC Miami a couple of years ago at 9:30. So they don't want to waste a big prime time like Washington, Kansas City. They're not going to waste one of those kind of matchups with an international game. But I think a Washington at Miami game is very likely. So I think there's a good chance that the Commanders could be heading to Madrid. Now, that doesn't take, that's not a short week technically. The league does have a hard rule on two short weeks for every team, a maximum of two short weeks. So I think if you think about it, the other kind of curveball, if you will, is Christmas Day. Christmas Day is a Thursday this year. You're going to have two Netflix games and the normally scheduled Amazon Thursday night game on Christmas night. You know, three games there. Kansas City wants to play on Christmas. They always wanted to play on Thanksgiving and host, but they've never been able to because Detroit and Dallas have that locked up. But the Chiefs love to play on Christmas. Now, I know Patrick Mahomes has some faith-based things against playing on Christmas, but the Chiefs love doing that. So I think there's a good chance that you may see Washington at Kansas City on Christmas Day as one of the Netflix games. And that would be one short week. And then we come back to Thanksgiving, right? And you don't want to have a team play on a bunch of holidays, but if you think about that matchup, that Dallas matchup, the potential game teams that can play at Dallas, Washington is certainly one of those teams that can draw a big rating, and that's obviously a big rivalry. And then you've got Green Bay, you've got the Chargers, and you got Kansas City. So I don't think the Commanders are going to end up playing on Thanksgiving, but I think it's a possibility. I think they'll probably end up playing on Christmas more than that. That would be their second short week, which does allow for a Thursday night game earlier in the year if they want to in a short week. So I know I'm going all over the map there, but if I had to, you know, roll the dice on it, I think you're going to end up going to Madrid. That's week 11. So that means that your bye week is probably going to be later in the year. And Washington has actually had, this is another piece of the schedule, right? When is your bye week?
Buys. I've lived
been late, like week 14,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like late. I think it's going to happen again. I think it's going to happen.
You don't get a bye coming out of Europe?
You do not, because it's in the middle of the week. If it's a half week thing, they usually do. So you might get one coming out of 12. You might get one going 10 going into that if it's week 11. But it's not a hard, fast rule that they have to do it that way. But I think you could be looking at week 12, 13, or 14 for a bye again this year. And they don't like to have a lot of byes week 13 because what I mentioned earlier, the inventory on Thanksgiving week is so low. You got to keep teams playing.
Sure. Got to tell you, Joe, my daughters might not care. My wife not going to be happy about that Christmas in Kansas City. Maybe we'll all go. Christmas in Kansas City for the Finleys. They got great barbecue.
Well, you can go to Madrid, you know, and that's there's plenty of fun there.
Feliz Navidad.
In talking to the league representatives, there's a plethora of wealth of game inventory, great games. If you look across the game inventory, the fact that the NFC East is playing the NFC North in the intra-divisionals creates a ton of great traditional matchups. The fact that the East is playing the AFC West creates all these kind of interesting cross-conference matchups. And, you know, KC doesn't plays the AFC South. You're thinking like, okay, well, maybe that's not great because they're playing Indy and Jacksonville and Tennessee and they're not TV draws. But they don't almost need that matchup. They're playing the AFC North this next year. So they've got all these great inventories to play with. So the league, I think the schedule, no matter how it shakes out, is going to look really strong for both the primetime networks and even for the Sunday afternoon networks as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. Because from a television perspective, every NFC East team draws. And then you know you're getting them against the Broncos are a playoff team, the Chargers are a playoff team, the Chiefs are obviously a dynasty light team. And then you got Lions, Vikings, Packers, whatever the Bears may become. It's really going to be interesting to watch. Who do you – and this is not Washington specific, but who do you think Philly gets in the opener?
So I think It could be a divisional game that, the Fox and CBS's have to hold on to at least one of the two division matchups. So if you wasted Dallas Philadelphia right there, where do you put that game later? And it has to go on Fox, are some of the considerations. If I were doing it, I would probably be the Detroit Lions. I would probably do Detroit against, at Philly. Obviously, Washington is a repeat of the NFC Championship game last year, but I think in everybody's brain, they still have Philly and Detroit as the, kind of top teams last year. That were kind of going at it. The fact that Commanders were able to beat the Lions has surprised a ton of people. I would think they could almost go with anything. Chicago would be a good draw with the quarterback and what the Bears are doing. And they had a good draft. Was appeared to have a good draft. That's the other piece too, that you consider is like, is there any major impact of the draft in what happens with the schedule? And I don't think so. I mean, are you worried about Cam Ward playing back in Miami? I don't think so. I don't think anybody cares really about that. The story of the draft happened to be Shador, and he may not only may not be playing, may not even be on a team by the time Cleveland rolls around. So, I don't think the draft is going to have a huge impact. And typically, defensive players like Abdul Carter don't impact a ton of the TV side of things. But back to the opener, I think I would go with either Detroit or Chicago, probably Detroit.
So just to recap for Washington, it's going to be a lot. Whatever the max of prime time, I think last year somebody was in prime time six times, and there were a couple teams at five. I think Washington's getting there, and then when you combine that with that 4:30 game of the week window, which rotates between Fox and CBS, the Sunday 1 o'clocks seem like they will be few and far between this year.
I think that's right. I think that's right. I think the Commanders, with Jaden Daniels being kind of the up and coming star that he is, the rookie of the year, obviously, the presence of the team, the fact that they score, they're an exciting team to watch, puts them in that. Maybe they're not at KC and Dallas level yet, but they're in that echelon of, where the Buffalo Bills are. And the Washington Commanders are, and the Eagles are, that group of like six or seven teams that will probably come close to maxing out prime time. I think they're right there.
Well, dude, I appreciate you making time. I follow you at Joe NFL. For those that are unaware, as I'd say by like Thanksgiving, but certainly by mid-December, if you're not following Joe, you are not getting the most up-to-the-second NFL tie-breaking information about division titles, wild cards. It's crazy once you start crunching all those numbers. I always enjoy it, man.
It's a lot of fun. I still do it. It's usually week 12, 13. We'll start cranking stuff out.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate your time and your insight.
Good to see you again, JP. Take care.
That is former NFL schedule maker Joe Ferreira. A lot to decompress there. I talked with somebody last night that said they expect five or fewer actual Sunday 1 o'clock games for the Commanders. They're going to be a really hot ticket. I want to run through everything Joe said.
Mm-hmm.
The headliners to me. Nobody go anywhere. Are we talking Madrid? Como se dice Jaden Daniels? Nobody go anywhere.